Hi again from the Poynter Institute, it's Jill Geisler. Question for you. How you doing? Chances are your answer is, oh, I am busy. Don't you hear that a lot from your friends and colleagues? I am so busy. And I see evidence of that in the management literature that I scour each day. You see, I keep a Facebook page for my book, Work Happy, What Great Bosses Know. And each day I collect good articles for managers. And as I'm scouring the landscape of management literature, I find that sometimes I think one out of every three of them is about personal productivity. How to stretch your hours in the day, how to be more effective, how to be more productive, how to learn to say no. All of those things are important, but boy, I worry because I don't think there is a one-size-fits-all solution for people in time management. We each need a unique prescription based on our organization's workflow, our bosses, our personalities, our quirks, ourselves, and our habits. What about our training and our technology and our tools? And then there are the people who report to us and their individual needs and challenges and strengths. Because of that, you can't apply one type of time management to each one of us and think it's going to work. In fact, during workshops and seminars, we always set aside time for one-on-one coaching so we can ask people a number of good questions to help them figure out what works for their circumstances. Well, I'm not able to talk to you one-on-one, but I decided to pull six good questions that, if you answer, might help you build your prescription. I'll read each one and tell you why I think it's important. So here we go. Six questions to help you get control of your time. Number one, which of my many tasks can or should be done by only me? Now, you know why that's important. There are a lot of things that you do, perhaps out of being a good employee or out of guilt if you think it isn't going to get done. But truly, there are things that are unique to you alone that you should do and then perhaps delegate others. Number two, what do my bosses and my best people need most from me? Now, the boss's part's probably pretty understandable. You've got to do what your boss expects or have a good conversation if those expectations aren't reasonable. That's another conversation for another day, isn't it? But what about those best people? You know, your best people often get overlooked while you're paying attention to the underperformers. So I put my focus on bosses and best people. Number three, what duties, if I delay doing them, will cause significant problems for others? I think this is an important question to ask because there are some things that you're going to make priorities and some things you're going to put on the back burner. But always check that back burner bunch. Do a 360 walk around them to see if delay causes other people serious problems. If that's the case, then delegate that or move it up as a priority. Number four, what are my worst time-wasting temptations? This is where you have to soul search a little bit. Do you just love looking at every email as it comes in? Do you have a hard time saying no when somebody comes up to you and says, hey, got a minute? Here's a tip about that one, by the way. If you don't want to let them down, you might just say, sure, I've got a minute, but I bet you deserve more than that. Could we make an appointment for, say, 2 o'clock when I can give you the time you deserve? Number five, what skill have I put off learning that is holding me back? This is an important question. Maybe you haven't mastered some form of technology or record keeping. Maybe you haven't learned how to be a coach instead of a fixer and you keep doing other people's work for them. If you invest the time in learning that skill, you'll get it back in the long run. And finally, I think this question number six is truly important. Is there something I should keep doing, even if it isn't the most efficient, because it gives me pure joy? You deserve to have something you do each day at work that's a real thrill for you. That gets you through the times when you're awfully busy on things that really feel like work. Keep doing the things that give you joy. Just make sure that you've got things in balance. Now, I couldn't go over these questions with you personally, but you could do one more thing. You could get kind of a coach of your own. If you choose a colleague whose judgment you really respect and trust and ask for 15 minutes of his or her time, and that's precious, I know, just go over the answers to these questions with that person. See what he or she says to you about some good advice or what other questions they ask you. And then ask them to keep an eye on your progress, about the decisions you've made on how you're going to manage your time. Well, that's it for today. My time is up. I wish you the very best as always. This is Jill Geisler of the Poynter Institute.